If you have your Bibles, turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 3. I'll read verses 17 through 19. In these verses, the great teacher from Tarsus, the Apostle Paul, expressed his desire for the Ephesian church. He says, "For this cause I bow my knee and pray that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God." And then again, we find in the book of Hebrews, Paul told those Hebrews, "For the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat," Paul says, "strong meat belong to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern good and evil." Paul was concerned about the spiritual development of the children of God. Paul was writing to people that was maintaining a state of infancy. They were not growing spiritually. They were not growing in the knowledge of Christ. He said, "By this time you ought to be teachers yourself." But instead, these people were acting childish. They had their favorite preacher. For some of them, the favorite preacher was Paul. Others, Peter. Some of them really liked the polished manner in which Apollo preached. He was an intelligent man with excellent speech, so he was one of their favorites. He likened them to children, and I'd like to bring out some of the characteristics of a child. One, of course, is they must be milk-fed. And then the second one I'd like to mention is that he must be amused. This is the case with so many of our church members. Many are attracted to the church by carnal methods, gimmicks and gadgets, movies, social functions, ball games and parties. All of this is a far cry from what the New Testament's idea of Christianity was supposed to be. Paul said, "When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things." And then we find that children deals with petty things. There were strifes and division among the Corinthian church. They were sermon tasters who followed their favorite preacher. Their religious experience was pinned to a personality, and their faith stood in the wisdom of man rather than the power of God and the demonstration of the Holy Spirit. A spirit of factionism and partisanism caused schism in their ranks. Strife and divisions are works of the flesh, and no spirit-controlled life can tolerate this activity. Another characteristic of a child is he must be served, but seldom serve others. These are the characteristics of children seen in Christians who have not reached maturity. Mature Christians are addicted to the care of the saints. They desire to please others and not themselves. They submit themselves to one another in love, bear one another's burdens, pray for one another, and esteem others better than themselves. The apostle approached the question of maturity negatively by teaching that we be not children tossed to and fro. There are some qualities, of course, which children possess that Christians would do well to maintain: gentleness, mildness, freedom from pride, freedom from ambition. But the metaphor used here refers to the child's tendency to be changeable, easily influenced, or led astray. He used the metaphor of ships tossed to and fro to picture the instability of character. A vessel drifting at the mercy of the raging waves without a settled line of sailing. The mature Christian is not moved by the shifting winds of false teaching. The Word of God is his compass, faith is his pilot, and hope is his anchor. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.